thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Be seated. So there was this old older priest, who recently made it a practice to visit the parish school in his local congregation once a week. And he did so even during the summer school sessions. So as the 4th of July approached, he walked into the fourth grade class where the children were studying the states. And being a believer in God, he wanted the students to know the heritage of their nation. So he began by asking them how many states they could name. Well, they come up with about 40 states. Father William jokingly told them that in his day, students knew the names of all the states. One lad raised his hand and said, "Yes, Father, but in those days there were only 13 states." Well, Father William's instincts were correct. It is indeed important to know from whence comes our nation. In fact, that is the theme for the collect of the 4th of July, which I would like to focus on this morning. The collect in the Book of Common Prayer says the following: O eternal God, through whose mighty power our fathers won their liberties of old, grant, we beseech thee, that we and all the people of this land may have grace to maintain these liberties in righteousness and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Very importantly, this collect acknowledges God as the source of freedoms won. That's the conviction of the traditional Book of Common Prayer. The collect for the 4th of July adds a religious character, therefore, to this national holiday from our perspective. Significantly, one of the founding documents of the nation, the Declaration of Independence, does no less. Four times in this document, God is acknowledged. Of course, the most famous line is, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights." But beyond this line, however, there are other statements. Three other references, as a matter of fact, to God. There is an opening salute to the laws of nature's God, an appeal to the supreme judge of the world, and a closing expression of firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The conviction in the 4th of July prayer, in the Book of Common Prayer, is that the nation, this nation, was given by God. It was raised up by God Almighty. In fact, this nation was built specifically by very committed Christians. So committed that in the Declaration of Independence, one of our founding documents, and all other places you look in the history of our country, the greatest principles on which this nation has been built come from God as well. Many of our founders in the nation went so far as to express the further conviction that the principles upon which the nation is built are found in the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. It's so obvious we tend to miss it. John Quincy Adams, early president of the United States, said this: "The highest glory of the American Revolution was this, that it connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity." Now, I know in all the revisionism, you may have never heard that statement. But I will assure you, in generations that have gone before, they heard that statement. And some of us are not going to let it go away, because that's what made this nation so great, and why in the Book of Common Prayer, there is this conviction that this nation was given by God Almighty. Well, Patrick Henry of Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death fame once commented, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on a religious, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." That's a pretty self-conscious statement. The most profound principle of government, these early founders believed to be in the scriptures, was derived from the Christian faith, and specifically, it was a conviction that our system of government is a fleshing out of the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. This doctrine, among other things, says that God is one and many. So here's what they figured out. Since God is one, society should not be governed by any one person, because that's only God's prerogative. And since God is the true many, a nation should not be governed by the mob. Rather, God saves humanity himself from the mob. It is not pure democracy like the old Greco-Roman model, the Greeks. And furthermore, they said that since God saves humanity by a representative, Jesus Christ, government that is based on the scriptures should be representative form of government. That's how far they thought this out. And they, by the grace of God, were allowed to create a nation around the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. So the collect for the 4th of July goes further in acknowledging the religious character of this holiday that's coming up, the 4th of July. It says, "O eternal God, through whose mighty power our fathers won, through the power of God, our fathers won their liberties of old." And then the request is made. Here's the request in the collect. "Grant that we and all the peoples of this land may have grace to maintain these liberties." God raised up the nation. I mean, you have to destroy history to try to run from that reality. But he also gave this nation, with this incredible gift that we call liberty, an enormous responsibility. Famous 20th century female English mystery writer, Dorothy Sayers, you know, who taught Greek and Latin at Oxford, but she couldn't make enough money as a professor. How well I know. So she wrote mystery stories. And her character was Lord Peter Wimsey, fascinating character. But she said this because she was a fantastic theologian, a very committed Anglican Christian, wonderful theologian, not ordained, but a theologian. She says, "The divine scheme of things, as Christianity understands it, is at once extremely elastic and extremely rigid. It is elastic in that it includes a large measure of liberty for the creature. It is rigid in that it includes the proviso that however created beings choose to behave, they must accept responsibility of their own actions and endure the consequences." So, there's liberty, there's freedom. There's more freedom in Jesus Christ than any other place can provide. In fact, I've often said, Christianity is the only religion that allows freedom of religion. Look around the world. What nations allow freedom of religion? Christian ones. At the same time, there's a responsibility that goes with biblical freedom. Because the freedom of the Bible is not the freedom to do whatever you want to do, but the freedom to obey God, which is why those first people who came here to make this into a nation came. They wanted to be able to obey God freely. As we approach the celebration of the birth of this great nation, Let us remember that there's a religious character to this national holiday. The secularists want to deny that, but there is a religious character to it because God raised up this nation. It has been raised up by Him to bring great freedom to the world, and so it has. We fight wars and help rebuild the cultures, the civilizations that were destroyed by the war. Who else does that? At the same time, there is a great responsibility as we approach this day, this national day, with a religious character to it that goes with the gift of this nation. So there was a famous chaplain of the Senate. Imagine that. We have a chaplain. Historically, we have chaplains, Christian chaplains in the Senate. There was a great one, a really great one in the 20th century. His name was Peter Marshall. He really put it best in a prayer that he gave before the Senate. And I end with this. Lord Jesus Christ, Thou who art the way, the truth, and the life, hear us as we pray for the truth that shall make all free. Teach us that our liberty is not the right to do as we please, but the opportunity to please to do what is right. May God hear this prayer and all our prayers, especially the collect for the 4th of July, for this precious land as we celebrate its birth again. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."